there's a great mom-and-pop cafe or barbecue joint or chicken shack in the remotest of remote places, Jane and Michael Stern will find it and will report on it on their roadfood.com site and here. Jane, Michael, welcome.
Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
There's something I want to ask you. I know you're out discovering new places, but it's Thanksgiving. What are the regional differences that you've discovered for Thanksgiving around the country?
They're subtle, but they're huge.
That's a great answer, Michael.
Well, no, ask anyone what they have for Thanksgiving, and 9 out of 10 people will say, "Oh, we have the usual." But of course, the usual to somebody in New England who insists on having creamed onions with their Thanksgiving dinner is completely different than the usual from a cook in New Mexico who's likely going to stuff their turkey with a tamale kind of stuffing. Or what do you do with your candied yams? Are they candied? Are they yams? Are they sweet potatoes? If you're on the eastern shore of Virginia, you're going to serve beautiful sweet potatoes au naturel because they grow them there and they're really proud of them. If you're throughout much of Dixie, the Deep South, you're going to have lots of marshmallows melting on top of your sweet potatoes.
See, I have two thoughts on this, Lynn. Thought one is you can divide the United States in half by stuffing versus dressing. You know that in the South, it's called dressing. In the Northeast, it's called stuffing.
But I think you have to divide the country into thirds, because you're forgetting about filling, which is what they have in Pennsylvania Dutch country, where the stuffing is supplemented by mashed potatoes, as if it's not dense enough.
I did forget about that, and I think I will continue to forget about that. I don't like that. The other thing that always strikes me about Thanksgiving is why there's never been a really great Thanksgiving cookbook, because everybody does their own family thing on Thanksgiving. And most people don't want a new, different recipe. They want what they've been eating for the last 50 years.
Jane, do you remember going to my aunt's house the year after the food processor became popular?
Oh, God. Yes. That was the year of the Cuisinart, and your aunt made puree of turkey or some such thing.
Everything. Every dish, every course was pureed at that Thanksgiving dinner.
Now, I want to know, what's wrong with that? I remember those days.
Well, I think in 30 years in the nursing home, I'll probably...
When we have no teeth, yes.
So, but now you said, okay, so we're talking North and South, but there's a pretty vast area, and Pennsylvania, okay, Pennsylvania Dutch, but there's a pretty vast area out there. So how would you typify the rest of the country, Jane?
Well, dressing and stuffing are just kind of two names for the same thing.
Right.
It's just moistened bread with something in it. So there really isn't that much of a difference. And, turkey is turkey everywhere.
Well, I beg to differ. I think one of the main differences at the Thanksgiving table is what you have for dessert. I think everyone, of course, wants that kind of orange pie, whether it's pumpkin pie or sweet potato pie, that's going to be at the Thanksgiving dinner. But, if you're up in wine country in New York State, it's traditional there to have a Concord grape pie after your Thanksgiving dinner.
And up in
Boston, the pie might be accompanied or sided by some Indian pudding, not even pie. And, throughout the South, you have transparent pie, you have chess pie. And in many families, those are absolutely essential as part of the Thanksgiving dinner. In Texas, it would not be a Thanksgiving dinner without pecan pie for dessert.
Okay, but talk to me about the West Coast. What's typical Thanksgiving in California and the Northwest?
Well, we actually have been to Thanksgiving dinners in California where the stuffing was less about bread and seasoning and more about whatever wine was used to flavor it, where the stuffing really becomes almost way more interesting, really, than the turkey, because it becomes almost like a, I don't want to call it a pâté because it's not that consistency, but it has the authority of a pâté. It's not just something that goes with the bird. It's like a dish unto itself.
Well, I think the Pacific Northwest is very traditional, but California is... And probably Southern California is a bit of an anomaly in that, as everything is in Southern California, it's lighter and more vegetable-focused, which, I like good old Thanksgiving with lots of bread and fatty pies, and, you know, this is not, to me, the day of dieting. And, you know, I mean, who wants leftover vegetables for Thanksgiving the next day?
Well, potatoes are a vegetable, so you definitely want leftover potatoes to go with your hot turkey sandwich, right?
That's true. That's true. Okay. Well, but I wouldn't concentrate on California. I think we can just kind of let them go for now.
Well, thank you both, guys.
You're
and may
welcome.
You have a joyous and delicious holiday.
Thank you.
You too, Lynn.
You can find Jane and Michael Stern's picks at splendidtable.org.